there is trunk line access into the West Coast to be able to provide fibre, certainly within our major towns. There are areas, of course, that would have to have satellite service. The other issue, of course, is the previous government, under their charter, we were to get fibre. As a result of my meeting with Brett last week, and he was open and honest, as he always is, council is now going to take some action. It'll involve lobbying federal ministers and the federal government and putting the argument that why should we just have satellite, because that's what's been decided, when we should be able to have a better service.
Satellite is being touted as quite a good option for remote areas around Australia.
We're not remote. We have Telstra infrastructure on the West Coast. We have five fully blown towns within our district. There are areas in our district where satellite would be the only service that would work. However, in saying that, within our five townships, we do have Telstra infrastructure, and we do have, of course, the hydro poles and wires, and that's another way of delivering NBN that could be available.
Now, I've heard concerns among some members of the community that now they've decided that they're going to leave the area. These people wanted to set up digital services, online services and businesses, and they chose to move here for lifestyle reasons. But now they're going to pack up and go, purely because of the NBN outcome. So does that concern you as mayor?
That's sad. The way forward for the West Coast is to attract those sorts of businesses. We've got mining, we've got aquaculture. The West Coast is a place where housing's affordable. It's a great place to live, and people that want to get into that sort of industry should be able to do it on the West Coast if they want to.
Well, your council's new plan, 2025, the West Coast Council plan, does put a huge focus on trying to attract businesses like that and diversify the types of businesses that are establishing here for your region's future, because it notes that there's going to be a population decline under state government figures of 1% per year until 2037, which would reduce your population heavily. Considering all of that, would you take that argument up to the new Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield, and new Prime Minister Turnbull?
We certainly will, Alex. Things like e-health and education, all the things that would make the West Coast a vibrant, lovely place for people to come and live in affordable housing, rely on the NBN and rely on a good speed. It could make life so much easier.
And do you think that the government has sufficiently investigated whether or not you could have fibre here before making this decision?
Well, no, they haven't, I don't think. I think what's happened is that with the change of government and their new policy with regard to the NBN rollout, it's simply got to the stage where they've said that we've done this, this and this, and everybody else is going to have satellite. Currently in Tasmania, NBN's passed 92,000 properties. There's only 42,000 of those properties made an application to sign up. There's no facts or figures to say that if we get fibre to the node or fibre to the property on the West Coast, that it's not going to get 100% sign up. Smoke and mirrors. What they've done is they said, we've got to save some money, we've got to do this, we've got to do that, we'll put a satellite up and everyone's going to have satellite. Well, it's just not on. The West Coast might have a small population, but for a small place, we provide a great portion of Tasmania's GDP and wealth for the state through our mining and through aquaculture. It's crucial that we have the best service that is available.
West Coast Council Mayor Phil Vickers talking to our reporter Alex Blucher. The former federal Labor government committed that Queenstown would get fibre to the premises. It gave businessman Taz Huxley the confidence to buy a property, the office for his new business, West Coast Solutions. But now that Queenstown is set to receive satellite, he says his local web hosting business plan is unviable and he's selling up and leaving.
Future plans, once the NBN had arrived here, were to establish a West Coast-based hosting and internet development company, which would employ probably about 10 people ultimately on the West Coast in customer service, technical assistance and support.
How would you have been able to get NBN fibre here in Gormanston if it was to be rolled out in Queenstown?
There's already a fibre optic cable connecting Gormanston to Queenstown, so the upgrade in Gormanston would only mean upgrading the node here. The cable's already laid. We assumed and had been told once fibre hit Queenstown, there would be absolutely no problems in connecting Gormanston to fibre network.
Who told you that?
Local Telstra technicians.
The NBN is now going to be satellite for the West Coast. What will this mean for your business plans?
It's over. Simple as that. I can't operate a web hosting service where the websites I would be hosting on my servers all are facing delays and very slow loading times due to the fact that they're coming through a satellite signal. Nobody would bother going to a hosting service that was based on a satellite network.
Digital services expert Taz Huxley, who says he will leave Queenstown because of the satellite. Well, the director of the $200 million West Coast wind farm proposed development says it is a great shame the region is to receive the NBN satellite service. Alex Simpson is partnering with Granville farm owner Royce Smith to build a wind farm, and it's attracted strong interest from overseas and Australian investors. He says the current interim NBN satellite service has been very slow and is concerned the new SkyMaster satellite will have similar problems.
I think it's a great shame. I think businesses on the West Coast, both, for example, Roy Smith's farming business and our wind farm, it's extremely difficult when you're dealing with satellite in inclement weather. The service at the moment is practically unworkable, and I empathise with farmers and families that live in remote areas around this country and are dealing with internet speeds that are less than what we used to have with dial-up. Classic example, yesterday tried to download an email that was 1 megabyte and it took 45 minutes. Now, somebody in town, if it took 45 minutes for their email to download, you wouldn't hear the end of it. But that's just bad luck if you live in the bush. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's not good enough.
Well, you're also, you know, obviously the director of West Coast Wind, and you're marketing a $200 million wind farm development on the West Coast, which could create up to 200 jobs. Is it good enough that you would get NBN satellite?
No, I think there's got to be something in relation to a backup. Now, I'm no technical expert, but the West Coast is traversed by a number of large transmission lines, and we also have distribution networks of electricity, and perhaps there may be a way of some sort of fibre cable or something strung along those existing easements to get it to the actual towns, and then you could look at distributing it once it gets there. But I really believe that apart from the satellite service, there's got to be some other means. I think it's quite reasonable to say that even this new satellite, a lot of pundits are saying that by 2020, it's already out of capacity. And yes, there's a second satellite, but we were told that when we actually transferred to the NBN system that is there, and speeds were supposed to increase by 6 times, and they didn't increase at all, and all it's done is get progressively worse. I mean, quite often what we do to conduct business is we transfer things onto a USB stick. We then drive around until we can find a mobile reception somewhere, because we don't have mobile phone here either. And then once you get a little bit of reception, you then send your emails, download it, copy those emails to USB and take it back to your computer and continue the day. And it's not a great way to run a business. We're not alone. It's the rest of rural Australia, or a big chunk of rural Australia, is in the same boat. If we want innovation, if we want creativity, if we want to look at jobs for the future, then what we've got to do is provide the essential means. And I think the Prime Minister stated a while ago that high-speed broadband is just as essential as a road network, a rail network, electricity, good water. It's just the times, and realistically something needs to be done.
Now, the federal member for Braddon, Brett Whiteley, has told the West Coast Council that the NBN satellite is what the West Coast has got. Check in after 6 months and see how it goes. Do you think that's a good enough approach on his behalf as a federal member for this region?
I would have hoped that Brett would have advocated for better and better and better services. I mean, to me, that's the role of a politician. So, you know, it's fine to say you're going to get what you're going to get, but why wouldn't a politician be advocating for the best possible services under any circumstances for their constituents?